Where do you think the city of San Marcos has been lacking with regards to effectively providing city residents what they need or perhaps what they want?
Overall, I think the city has done a fairly good job. However, I think we need more transparency, more communication. We need to bring the city into the neighborhoods. We need to make the city residents feel that they're part of San Marcos. So I hope that as we go forward, that we all join together and become involved with the city. I am for more young people to get involved in San Marcos, to get into elective offices, begin to get involved in our civic activities. I want San Marcos, the city, to encourage more participation so we can get all segments of the community. There's a group of neighborhoods here who feel disenfranchised. Hope to bring optimism to them, hope to bring them into the conversation so we can know their wants and needs. Thank you.
What we lack is leadership. Leadership to respect our single family neighborhoods and the property rights of homeowners. For many, if not most, their home is the largest single investment. And it represents a place of safety and security for the entire family. Many of our families have lived their homes in generations, for generations here. And hope this will continue for generations to come. We must have the leadership to respect our citizens, their homes, their families, our environment, and the uniqueness of our great city. As a community, we face inevitable growth together. As a community, we have spoken where we want growth to be through our comprehensive master plan. This plan provides for the growing enrollment of our great university, Texas State, as well as providing for growth for our non-student families. Plan that promotes harmony between existing single-family neighborhoods while accommodating high-density, multi-family, student-oriented apartments and all types of development in between. Regarding our wants, it's important that we don't let what we want outpace our ability to pay for the things we need. We'd all like a 4,000K, 60-inch curved screen smart TV, $2,000 or so. But we all can't afford it, but we still want it. A growing city has growing needs that require growing revenues to pay for growing demands for basic services. I will work to ensure that purchasing our wants never impacts our ability to pay for our city's needs.
I believe we must prepare for the future as we obtain more attractive employment opportunities for our recent high school and college graduates and our community as a whole. We must offer more diversified housing for young professionals who won't want to live and rent by the bedroom apartments. Especially once they're full-time employed and raising families. We need to look towards creating a city with diversified entertainment and dining options and investment options for our increasing adult population, which are also in line with what our current full-time residents desire. We want our graduates, college and high school students, success stories to be here in San Marcos, and we want to be a place that everyone finds desirable to set down roots. I'm very excited about the soon-to-be-launched / co-working space that will encourage and foster the creation of new businesses. They will provide amenities such as conference rooms, office space, and a small auditorium for presentations that most small business owners don't have access to. The Star Park offers similar amenities for technology startups. The future for new, innovative businesses has never looked brighter for our city. We just need to be sure that we're prepared for it, for those who succeed in San Marcos and make it their home. We want to make this a place where your families will want to live for generations to come, as many of your families have in the past. And we have to keep up with the times. We will grow, we will change. But if we do it in the right way, it will be something that we can all live with and we'll all be proud of. Thank you.
The city's lacking what the citizens need. And actually, I can't find anything that's been lacking that the citizens need. Now, what I've been hearing is what the citizens want. But the needs of the community and the need, our job as city council members are the basics of providing services like water, sewer, infrastructure. Those are the things that we have to do, protection, roads, sidewalks, safety concerns. But we do a lot more than that. We have on council, we get tons of groups that we support and give money to from our budget to provide tons of social issues, whether it's CASA or any of the other entities that we give the money to as well. But offhand, I really don't see anybody that's being left out on the needs that the city needs to provide. I've never heard any neighborhood group saying that they've had their water shut off, that the roads are, you know, completely destroyed and not rebuilt, or the sidewalks are not being redone. So we need to also just remember what we're supposed to do as city council members and keep it in check with what the city needs for the community as well.